Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
It's the good, the bad, and the dumb. Boy, did I miss this yesterday. All sick and stuffy head and runny nose. And really could have used the good, the bad, and the dumb. So I get it today on the Friday edition. So excited. What's the good of the day?
Move over J.R. Smith.
Move over J.R. Smith. Okay. Yeah. I can't wait for this.
We got somebody else who's now assumed the role of golfer that you wouldn't
college
expect.
Golfer?
College golfer.
All right. Who's that?
Her name is Debbie Blunt.
Debbie Blunt. Who's
Blount?
That?
I don't know. Blount. She is a college golfer who just received a name, image, and likeness. She Ooh. Attends Reinhardt University in Georgia.
Wow.
She is a sophomore. She is 63 years old.
Oh, my goodness. She's a 63-year-old college golfer? How great is that?
Who just received her first name, image, and likeness deal.
Oh, that's great.
Isn't that fantastic? Now, she had competed in some amateur tournaments, but apparently, you know, if you've never gone to college, no matter what you did in life, you can go back, and if you have eligibility, go ahead and play.
Apparently so. Really, like if you're a golfer that can shoot in the 70s consistently, you can play some college golf somewhere, like a Division III school or whatever. Obviously, the top golf schools you can't, but like if you can shoot in the 70s, you could probably play at some of these small schools on the collegiate level.
Yeah, it's a NAIA school.
Yeah, okay, gotcha.
So really small, but yeah.
I remember a guy telling me when my daughter was young, they were like, "Hey, you want a scholarship for your girl?" I say, "Yes, get her into golf. If she can shoot in the 80s, she'll get a full
Well, race. That's exactly what this girl's doing. I mean, or woman, I should say. I mean, she's 63, for crying out loud. You know, she competed in a tournament, didn't do so well in the first tournament of the year, but then, you know, did all right in the second tournament where she finished sixth. I think she was like six over par.
Hey, fantastic.
She finished sixth in that tournament. She got
she
a nice.
She has to shoot from the senior tees, does she?
I think she has to shoot from it where everyone
else
shoots
from. Everybody else shoots, right?
Yeah, but no, good on her.
Good for her is right.
I mean, it's just funny. I mean, not funny, like, you know, I mean, anyone can get a name, image, and likeness deal. That's the thing now.
Hey, college golf is cool if you can do it. If you can do it at the high level, college golf is cool. It's not the PGA Tour. If you can make the PGA Tour, make the PGA Tour.
Obviously.
But like, I'll never forget when I was in college, I was in sports writing class, and they wanted us to do an interview with somebody. They was like, pick somebody in sports and interview them. It was just an exercise in how you would interview and then create a story. And I thought it would be cool to try to set up an interview with Phil Mickelson because, you know, I knew about Phil Mickelson going to college. So I called Arizona State, and I called the media department, and they said, "Oh, well, he's not available. He's in Hawaii in a tournament." And I thought that was awesome. I'm like, wow, the school went to Hawaii to play in a tournament. ETSU, remember I was talking about the ETSU golf team, how good they are? They're in the Bahamas this weekend for a tournament. So, hey, if you can play college golf.
I can think of worse places to play.
Yeah, exactly. They went to the Bahamas. They've been there. They landed on Wednesday. They got a tournament all weekend. It's a nice, you know, season-ending trip. So, if you can play college golf, play college golf.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
And that's, you know, and she, I mean, she was paying her own way, but now she has a college scholarship because
that's
she's the
awesome.
Number one golfer, female golfer on their team. She's in that number one spot.
That's awesome. That's great. And all right, what's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day, you know, all right, I'm going to play the audio, right, because I'm going to reserve,
yes.
I'm going to reserve judgment.
Okay.
But the internet is ablaze over Joakim Noah.
Go ahead.
And comments that he made about Derrick Rose. Upon hearing about Derrick Rose's ACL injury, okay?
Okay.
That's all I'm going to say. That's how I'm setting it up. We'll just listen to here.
What do you remember from, like, you guys get back in the locker room or you're on the bus? Like, what are your memories of processing all of that?
There are moments in your life where you just know when it happened, like, you know exactly what you were doing. You knew exactly where you were. And when I found out that Derrick tore his ACL, like, I remember what I was, like, the smells, I remember who I was with, I remember where I remember everything. Almost like the same feeling, I had the same feeling of, like, when I saw the plane hit the tower. Like, that's the kind of feeling I, me, that's the same feeling I had. Like, people will be like, oh, he's crazy for saying so. Like, no, I'm telling you how I felt. This is how I felt. I had the same feeling when I saw the plane hit the tower, when I heard that. When.
All right. I got a couple things about this. One, as he's going through that, listen to the way just before he says the planes hit the tower, his brain is saying, don't do that.
Yeah.
And his mouth is saying, too late, I already started.
Yeah.
He doesn't go at it smooth enough to make you think like he is going to make this point. He's kind of hesitant enough to go, do I go down the 9/11 road? And then immediately after he says it, do you see how quickly he had to go to the, I know this is going to be bad.
Yeah. But like me.
Right.
This is me.
Me. This is personally. Me now. Y'all going to think I'm crazy, but this is me now. I get it. He went, you know what it is? People can't help themselves. It's no. Like when it's like the Hitler thing. Just leave Hitler out of your comparisons with people and you'll be fine.
The Holocaust.
Moment you do it, here it comes. Like the Holocaust.
Yeah.
There are certain things that once you make a comparison from A to certain things, people just lose their minds. It's not worth the convincing, right? He is just better off saying, hey, man, yeah, I remember when I heard about the Derrick Rose's injury. Yeah. I remember where I was, what it smelled like. I remember, like,
leave
you know,
there.
There's just moments in your life that you just remember exactly everything about. That's what it was for me.
That was it.
Done. That's all you have to
you
say.
You know, I mean, you know, I'll take something recent. I can remember exactly where I was, what I was doing, and who I was with when Chris Taylor hit that home run.
Right, sure, right.
Okay, but I don't even need to throw Chris Taylor into it.
Yep. You know? Exactly.
So, obviously, you can see why, I mean, you know, you can see why the internet is a buzz over Joakim Noah. If you saw him trending, that's the reason why.
Yep.
It's because
I can only imagine
Derrick Rose's ACL injury had to be compared to 9/11. Same thing, really. I mean, think about it,
just,
right?
Again, you get your brain. Just trust your brain. Sometimes they kind of know it. Like it felt like the same. Brain's like, stop, abort. Quit it. It felt the same as when. Screw it. I'll just do it. The planes hit the tower. And the brain goes, oh, God, we tried.
Yeah.
We tried. We did everything we could.
You just feel like there. I like to picture.
Paralyzing his tongue.
In those moments, that's why I'm thankful for that movie Inside Out.
Yeah, that's what's going on in his head.
Because you know there was that one guy's like, oh, so close.
So close.
So close. We had it. It was captivating. And then, you know, dummy over there, the dummy cell had to go mention 9/11. Yeah. Now we got this backlash.
Exactly. He's like, oh, well, we tried. What more can you want? Let's just live this one up. Oh, God. Don't bother. All right. What's the dumb of the day?
You know,
that might have been one.
That could have been the dumb, but I found one that was a little bit more fun.
Okay.
I guess. But really dumb. PETA. You know those people.
People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals.
Yes, they want the baseball world to stop using the word bullpen.
Do you think, let's go back to this. Do you think they're trolling us? Do you think they sit around and laugh? Like,
I think this one, yes, because they did offer up a two-word replacement for bullpen.
Which would be?
Arm barn.
There were times where they come out and do this where I go, they can't be serious. They have got to be like, look, all publicity is good publicity. Let's do this and have people laugh at us and be mad at us, but at least they're talking about us.
Yeah.
Because there's no way. Like, okay, you're in the PETA meeting, right? And you're in the PETA meeting. Yeah, like they're all in the conference room. And you're in the PETA meeting, like, hey, what do we want to? What's our agenda for the month?
Well, we need to stop whale hunting.
Exactly, we need to stop whale hunting. And then the other guy goes, yeah. And there's still companies that test on animals. All right, we're going to stop that.
Oh God!
And the puppy mills, we got to get the puppy mills. Got to stop that. There's too many puppy mills, and they're killing dogs over here, or they're whatever.
And let's release that video of cows being treated that are being slaughtered for beef.
That's right. Yeah, let's do that.
Let's throw that in there.
We got a protest for fur and wherever. And then all of a sudden some guy goes, and baseball, we've been trying for years, but they won't change bullpen. And they go, well, that's something we got to do now that the World Series is coming. Like, I just can't imagine that's on the agenda.
I mean, can we – there is a part of me, though, that wants to call it arm barn.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know why.
That's kind of fun.
Arm barn.
Arm barn.
Can you picture Joe Buck?
Down in the arm barn. Will Smith working for the Braves. You know, John, the arm barn is very busy right now. As the Astros got two pitchers up. I don't look like he's going to get out of this inning. To the arm barn we go. It's the fourth inning. The Astros up 2-0. Yeah, that would be great. I would love Buck to do that. He should just do it for fun in this World Series.
He
just
should.
To get them mad. Just to rile up America.
Will that rile up like the 4-H?
Right,
clubs,
yeah.
Around the United States, or the exactly. Farmers Association around the United States.
Yep.
Saying, arm barn, come on. That's, you know what? Barns are sacred places.
See, I just love eating animals too much, I think.
That's the problem, right?
In the words of Hank Hill, when I see a cow, I go, delicious.
Yeah.
I just, you know.
One of my favorite memes I've ever seen, when there was somebody who posted a picture of a deer. And he's like, you know, how can you guys eat these beautiful creatures? And someone responded, are you asking for recipes or is this a rhetorical question?
That's good. Yeah, that's exactly right.
Because that's, oh, I mean, goodness. You know, yeah, as much as, you know, I listen, I'm with Peter on the fact that I hate how these animals are treated.
Sure.
No,
you
I can't get behind
being
it.
Used
no.
in cosmetic testing.
Yeah, I don't like how cows are all piled in together and pigs are all, you know, just kind of, you know, not living a meaningful life. But damn, when you slap it on a grill,
yeah, no doubt
that thought goes quickly away.
Yeah. Like, I'm at an age now where I'm like, you know, if somebody told me I could live 5 years longer by not eating meat, I'll just go, I had a good run.
That's like butter.
I'm good. Thanks, man.
You know, like you always say, that you shouldn't cook with butter, or you shouldn't use real butter. Come on, butter.
It's like, you know, when it's all said and done. When it's all said and done, and if I get to the pearly gates, I'll be like, you know, I didn't have to sacrifice the things I like.
Yeah,
you know, I did it.
You mean to tell me I have to get rid of bacon?
Uh-uh. Yeah, I'm not getting rid of bacon.
I'm not getting rid of bacon. I'm not getting rid of that piece of steak that comes out every Father's Day for me.
Exactly. All right, that's the good, the bad, and the dumb for your Friday. Again, Matt Michelle is going to join us. We'll talk to him about college football that's coming up in 15. But coming up next, Sunday night's game, Halloween night, Dallas and Minnesota. Could be an interesting twist. We got that next on Wake Up Call.